welcome to the debate. Imagine trying to run a highly efficient assembly line where every single product coming down the belt is, well, entirely different from the last.
Yeah, a total logistical nightmare.
Right. But that is the daily reality of a custom electrical switchboard workshop. So today, we're examining the application of lean layout principles to exactly this kind of environment, drawing on the text, Lean Layout for Switchboard Workshops.
And the core disagreement we're tackling today is whether methodologies originally designed for, you know, repetitive mass production can truly optimize high-mix, low-volume manufacturing. Or if inherent product variability just fundamentally disrupts lean flow.
Exactly. And my position is that lean methodologies are essential precisely because of this custom complexity.
And I contend that core lean concepts, specifically takt time and continuous flow, inevitably clash with the bespoke nature of switchboard production.
Well, let me lay out why lean is so critical here. High-mix workshops suffer from massive hidden waste. I mean, technicians spend hours just walking, searching, and waiting for parts.
Well, sure, because every panel requires different enclosures and bus bars.
Right, and different wiring schedules. But the text details how implementing kitting stations tailored to a specific bill of materials and organizing the floor into flexible U-shaped cells directly controls this chaos. You aren't just tidying up. You are fundamentally reducing technician movement and slashing work in progress by keeping the product within a designated, optimized footprint.
The problem with that vision, though, is that true lean requires standardized work and takt time, meaning you must match production to a strict demand rhythm. Switchboard workshops build wildly varied panels, right? Sure, but a standard low-voltage distribution board and a massive motor control center section have vastly different framing, wiring, and testing times. By forcing this extreme variation into a cellular layout, you aren't creating continuous flow. You are risking exposing and really exacerbating severe bottlenecks, because a cell is only as fast as its slowest, most complex station.
Okay, but the source explicitly calls for flexible C-shaped or U-shaped cells. Not rigid automotive lines. Think of it like a modular commercial kitchen.
A kitchen?
Yeah, a commercial kitchen. The physical layout standardizes the preparation process, so the framing, the din rail fitting, the wiring, even if the menu or the specific custom panel changes daily, the structure remains, standardizing the workflow even as the product varies.
Even a flexible kitchen collapses if the prep work isn't balanced. I mean, if one station is waiting for specific labels or custom ferrules, the entire cell halts.
But that's why...
In a kitchen, a steak and a salad take different times, yes, but you can balance those stations. In panel assembly, if one cell gets hit with an insanely complex wiring schedule, it completely invalidates the takt time balance that lean fundamentally relies on.
That imbalance is exactly why 5S and visual management are brought in, though. It's not just about a clean workspace. By keeping specific wire crimpers and ferrules exactly at the point of use on, say, a shadow board, 5S absorbs the time penalties of custom engineering.
It helps, sure, but...
It eliminates the 15 minutes of walking across the shop to find a tool. That gives the technician that time back to handle a unique custom wiring challenge without breaking the flow.
Look, kitting and point-of-use tools are absolutely beneficial. I won't argue that. But look at the standardized pillar of 5S. Achieving the lean ideal of standard work instructions at each cell is highly impractical here.
How so?
Because every single panel requires unique IEC 6143 compliance documentation and entirely distinct CAD drawings. IEC 6143 compliance means you aren't just building, you are verifying unique thermal limits for each custom enclosure. That introduces entirely unpredictable time variables at the end of the line. You simply cannot standardize instructions for a product engineered to order every single time.
I think you are missing the point of lean in this context. In high-mix environments, lean isn't about making the product uniform. It is about making the problem-solving uniform.
Okay, but you still have to...
The goal isn't to remove the engineering complexity from switchboard production. The goal is to make that complexity visible and controllable, so technicians aren't fighting the floor layout on top of fighting the engineering challenge.
Making it visible is one thing, but it ultimately creates friction. The constant tension between lean's demand for rhythmic flow and the inescapable reality of custom switchboard variation is just something a layout cannot erase.
Well, we certainly view the ultimate utility of these layouts differently. I see them as a mechanism to make engineering complexity manageable, while you see an inherent, unsolvable friction with the demand for flow.
Exactly. But where we absolutely converge, along with the text, is the foundational step. You cannot redesign a layout by just moving benches or drawing CAD lines. It must begin with direct observation on the floor.
Right. Using current state value stream maps and spaghetti diagrams, you literally draw a line following a technician's path over a shift.
And when your spaghetti diagram looks like a tangled ball of yarn, you immediately see where the layout is failing the worker. You have to measure that real waste before you can attempt to eliminate it.
Absolutely. Balancing standard workflows with custom engineering remains a rigorous, ongoing challenge.
It requires constant adjustment to get right. And there is certainly much more to explore in this material for anyone managing a shop floor.
So, whether your production floor is perfectly synchronized, or you're still trying to untangle that spaghetti diagram of technician movement, the first step is always mapping the reality of your floor.